Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Starting Balance of Nature, I felt it the first month. I felt different. It made such a difference that now I wake up, my head feels clearer, I have more energy. Very rarely does my body cramp up anymore. It's the best thing. It's just amazing. I don't know what to say. I just would not be what I am today if I didn't start Balance of Nature.
I'm planning on taking this the rest of my life because until I started taking your stuff, I never took as many fruits and vegetables in a day as I get through you guys. You know, I'm very, very, very satisfied.
My pain and my, it went away. I swear to you that that's the truth.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
This is the Good Day Health Show. We have two of these each week, two podcasts, 2 hours. Jack Stockwell is here from his clinic. The influenza discussion continues. There have been a lot of people who have died this year. And so the flu vaccine, whether it's worthless or it isn't, a lot of people think they need to have it. Maybe I wonder sometimes, Jack, about the placebo effect. If you think you're going to be okay after getting a shot, then why not get the shot? I know I'm going to be better. This shot's going to, you know how that works. So what's with getting a shot?
A placebo effect can be as high as 30%. There's been some very good double-blind studies to show that. But the thing is, because of the chemicals and the poisons that are present in that cocktail, I don't know that the placebo effect can overcome that. But you bring up a very good point. The placebo can be very, very powerful. Once you are of a belief mindset about a certain topic, it's true after that. Once you're in a mindset, it's your true, and your vibrations follow that.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what I'm thinking, that there are a lot of people who think they're going to get better just because they do stuff. I, for example, always am thinking that I'll live to be a ripe old age. I'll be healthy until the end when I drop off the face of the earth. And I think that's, I don't let anything else come into my mind.
Yeah.
So the connection, the mind-spirit-body connection is very, or spirit, mind, body connection in that order, is very, very powerful. I wonder how often you talk to your patients in your clinic. Jack is a Nooka chiropractor in Salt Lake City, as I was mentioning. He's also a GAPS practitioner. So do you ever get into, when you're working with some of your patients, do you ever get into a philosophical discussion about what they believe and how that may impact their health and well-being?
Yeah, I think at least a couple times a day. You know, I'll see anywhere from 30 to 50 people a day, and at least a couple of times, you know, we'll start talking about those kinds of things, because when there's something out there that we want, whether it's health or whatever else, and we believe in our heart that by having that, we're going to be better off. And that actually starts to trigger a chemical cascade in the body that tends towards the very thing we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. I think
there's people who just
tool.
Yeah, there's people who come in and say, hey, I'm hurting, take care of this, and I take care of it, and they're gone. Then there's other people who come in that, you know, you can always tell they don't leave the room as fast as they normally do. They're kind of dragging their feet, and they're not sure how to ask or what to say. And then I try to open up the door for them. Any more questions? What's on your mind? It looks like you've got something you want to say. And then we can have a discussion on the very topic you just mentioned, the mind, body, spirit. In fact, there's a medical specialty called psychoneuroimmunology, and the power of thought and the gut feel that you have and its ability to spur a better immune response.
It's really amazing. If you give it the power, it'll take it. Your mind is a fabulous, what's the old expression? A mind is a terrible tool to waste.
Yes.
So don't waste it. Educate yourself as to what's going on in your body. All right, let me just spend a couple more minutes with you on the flu. And now that we know how many people, hundreds of people have died this year from, to put it into perspective, last year, I believe the stats indicated about 42,000 people died of the flu. And people, wow, I didn't know that. Well, it's complications of the flu. A lady, as a matter of fact, she was my sister's husband's mother, 96 years old, had been in hospice care for the past almost year. She had Alzheimer's. So she gets the flu. And the cause of death on the certificate says flu, Well, she didn't really die of the flu. What she did was get a, once you get into that state, the immune system's not working, really basically shuts down. So the most common form of death in our country, most people don't understand this, is pneumonia. You get pneumonia when your lungs don't operate. Mm-hmm. Am I on safe ground here, Jack?
No, you certainly are. That's a fact. In fact, that's what we talk about in the latest podcast on the flu. And there's three ways in which the flu kills. Number one, it just simply overpowers the immune system, and it just causes a shutdown of the body. Number two is the secondary infection that you're talking about. You survive the initial onslaught of the flu, but your immune system is so weakened that opportunistic infections that were bacteria, staph, and strep that were present in the body all the time anyway, but your immune system kept it at bay. But after you fought the flu, it can't do it anymore. The secondary infection comes in and kills you. And the third one is organ failure. And it kind of follows the other two, where the liver finally fails, the kidney finally fails, the lungs finally fail, not necessarily due to a particular infection. It just can't work anymore because there's no strength left. So those three things we talk about in detail in the latest podcast.
All right. Podcast is at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You want to give us a little tidbit, just a little teaser about what happens after you get the flu as to your advice?
Well, to prevent those three things that I was just talking about, it's to rebuild the body, to strengthen the body really fast, to get the immune system back active again to the degree it was before you got sick, to prevent anything happening thereafter and to make sure you're on a very, very speedy recovery.
All right. So it almost sounds like we direct our conversations toward the advertiser, and that's not the case. Although in this circumstance, I would be remiss if, when talking about the flu, the way I think in my life, I've avoided it by having a strong immune system. Jack and his family, the people that are in his clinic, it is. There are going to be exceptions to the rule. There always are going to be exceptions to the rule. So it may be that even if you have the strongest immune system in the world, something is loose or not working right in your body and you're going to get the flu. But if you've got a strong immune system and you're not really a young baby or an older person, there's no reason for you to get sick. And the best way that I know of is to get fruits and vegetables into your system. And we all know that it won't be easy for you to get 10 actual servings of fruit and 11 actual servings of vegetables into your body today. Will it? I mean, realistically, you're not in that league. But Balance of Nature products bring you, through their formulated health products, a way to help your body be healthy, maintain balance. This is good for your physicality and also, frankly, back to the mind-body connection. This is good mentally. When you feel good, your whole body it functions much better. Your mind works better. Everything works better when you feel good. So this supplement, or these supplements, because there are two of them, one for fruit and one for veggies, contain all the minerals, the antioxidants, the phytochemicals that you need from eating all of those fruits and vegetables every day. If you were to eat them, the obvious idea here is that you eat the real fruit and real veggies. But we know that's not true. So you want to take a big step to improve your overall health? Start consuming these fruits and vegetables in the key form that Balance of Nature has created. So easy on your diet. They take the capsules that have been dried, powdered. Open up the capsule if you want. Put it on your fruit or veggie, or you can just take them as capsules. One fruit, one veggie in the morning, one fruit and one veggie at night. And they have their, beside the fruit and vegetables, they have their fiber and spice products too at Balance of Nature. So I think I've given you enough of a hint. I hope you take the hint. And to make it easier for you, at balanceofnature.com, use the promo code DJV. You get special discounts on all their products. You'll get the first month of both the fruits and veggies free when you sign up for their program at balanceofnature.com. Don't forget that they have provided a health coach for you to ask online or on the phone at no charge to you, guidance for questions you may have about your immune system and your overall health. So take those steps right now. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's balanceofnature.com. Improve your immune system 700%. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Tissue calcium starvation. Here's something this is one of those things when you hear it, okay, is this going to be too deep? Am I going to understand
no.
what tissue calcium starvation is? I think it's fairly, it's not that complex, and it's something we all need to know about because you can't live well if your tissues don't have enough calcium in them, right?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, the calcium are the calcium is the bullet of the immune system. Back in 2003, you've heard of Lawrence Livermore Laboratories.
Yes.
Out in Berkeley, you know, and they do a lot of the cosmology stuff and the splitting the atom stuff and things like that. And they were tasked by the federal government to unbelievably weaponize bubonic plague.
Of course they
You know, how can we make this more dangerous? Yeah. And what they discovered, some of the things they found out is that in any animal they tested, primarily rats, if they had a lot of calcium in the tissues, the bubonic plague had no effect on them. If they had low calcium in the tissue, then they were a dead duck or a dead rat, whatever you want to call it. So the cool thing about this is that it's so easy. It's so easy to build up your calcium stores. And that's that we talk about that inside the podcast. You can go get a blood test for a blood regular blood panel, and it will show calcium levels, but that's in the blood. Mm-hmm. You need the calcium out of the blood into the tissues where the white blood cells are in the lymph and what's called the extrastitial fluids, because it's the calcium that greatly empowers the immune system to do the job.
So how do we get enough calcium? How do we know, from a medical point of view, how do we know we have enough calcium? Can we tell by the way our body feels?
Oh, yeah. A lot, very good energy. You hardly ever get sick. You can still have some excretion now and then, some sinus things that clear up in a matter of day or two. Or you're around somebody sick, you get sniffles, and 3 or 4 hours later they're gone. It's over with. But the strongest part of your immune system that comes in dietarily is calcium. It's even ahead of vitamin C, although vitamin C and calcium work together in the immune system. You cannot have strong immune response without calcium, and the research is just legion.
All right. Didn't you tell me once that a lot of the spasms that I have, a lot of the because I have heavy muscles in my legs, and I get cramps there all the time. Isn't that, you told me it was because I didn't have enough calcium in my system.
Yes, exactly. That's the same thing. Interestingly enough, the mineral calcium is the only mineral that's required by the body that actually has a gland in the body to regulate it. Your nervous system needs calcium. The muscles need it. The bones need it. The immune system needs it. The digestive system.
But we hear all the time from doctors who say, oh, no, you can't have too much calcium in your system because it'll give you a plaque and it'll plug up your arteries. And so what's the happy medium?
Well, it's not the calcium. Your body's using the calcium as a Band-Aid for lesions inside the blood vessels. It's not the calcium is the Band-Aid. I mean, that's like, you know, blaming the ambulance for the accident. You know, and then to answer your question, what's a good indication? Cold sores. Cankers inside the mouth, cold sores. Really? It's one of nature's gifts to tell you your tissue calcium level is getting low, because cold sores disappear in a matter of hours if you have an adequate amount of calcium in the body.
You say don't drink dairy, but isn't dairy the number one source of calcium?
Raw dairy, not pasteurized.
Raw dairy. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, raw dairy.
Raw milk.
Raw dairy,
milk,
green
raw
leafy
cheeses.
Vegetables.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we use calcium lactate, which is not, it did not come from milk, even though it says lactate. It's just the salt of lactic acid. They take lactic acid with calcium, mix these things together, and come up with calcium lactate, because that is the most absorbable form of nature-made calcium inside the body. Calcium
you can
lactate.
Find a lot of this information. You'll find out how you fit. Take the free symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure krill
Pearl Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
All right, so here's something to be considered. The story that has surrounded the mayhem in Florida with that 19-year-old and what the heck was wrong with him. There are a lot of people who are in the medical world, Jack, and the reason I'm asking you this is because I want to get to the root of what causes depression. Pediatricians want to have screening in schools for teenagers. About 50% of adolescents with depression never get diagnosed. So they go into adulthood, and by the time they're in their 30s, two out of three depressed teenagers are depressed adults. They don't get the care that could help them. So the American Academy of Pediatrics has issued guidelines that call for universal screening to find out, and I think there's a lot of this, frankly, caused by maybe drugs, caused by all of the devices. When you look at, you know, a lot of people are comparative thinkers, so they look at what people have and they don't have it, so they get depressed. I want that. Why can't I have that? Whether, you know, it's all the stuff that you see using social media on the devices. So what the pediatricians are saying, quote, we're endorsing everybody 12 and up being screened at least once a year. So how would you do that? How would you, like, when people come into your office, you can tell by talking to them what their state of mind is. There are those who say you shouldn't be able to play sports unless you have some kind of a screening. That one of the things I've always advocated is that we have health courses. We taught, when I was teaching school, we taught health ed, and then one of the idiots on the school committee got a hold of the curriculum and saw that we were talking to people about their bodies and said, oh, you're teaching kids how to do it. We got to get that curriculum out of there. And they did. They took the curriculum, health ed, out of the system because it made reference to one's sexuality. So anyway, what do you? What's our take on this?
You know, I remember in high school, I graduated in 68. I can remember in gym class, at least one day a week, we did not dress up and go out in the field or the gymnasium or something. We were in class getting instructions on health. And it wasn't sex education oriented, although there was some of it, but it was just some basic ideas concerning health. And how many kids did you know when we were in school back then that were depressed?
How many
did you know that were really sick?
I don't know that I had a terrible disease. Yeah, not like
there was very few. Like today. You ask me how, you know, when people come into the clinic, people know that we have a two-pronged approach. Basically, number one is improving nerve function through stopping the nerve interference that the spinal misalignment creates, and number two, nutrition. And the nutrition of kids today is absolutely appalling. And the brain cannot function correctly unless it's getting the micronutrients that are necessary. We have podcasts on that subject as well. And when they have a piece of toast in the morning and they run, or a bagel, and they run off to school, and then they eat a school lunch, and then they have some kind of candy or snack or soft drink or something else, the brain is starving. And one of the major symptoms of problems with the brain is attitude, and that could be reflected in a depressive kind of thing. Now, what is the standard medical answer to depression?
Drugs.
You're going to get some. And interestingly enough, every single shooting, school shooting or public shooting that has taken place since Charles White was on top of that tower at the University of Texas in Austin, from him forward, every single one of them has been on antidepressant drugs. So there's some other things.
So even if you screen them and you so-called the experts prescribe drugs, that doesn't mean, I mean, at least the one thing that's good is if you can screen everybody and figure out, as there should be a health checkup. I'm thinking that we all ought to universally call for, there certainly is enough money in the school budgets, and people say, well, they don't have money to buy paper. And, well, how many administrators do you have? And what are their jobs? Why are administrators? I think administrators ought to teach a class or two a day. Not just run around the halls and yes. give kids detention. Give them
that's a make, good idea.
Stay with the what's going on. So anyway, one of the things that it seems to me comes close to everybody's reality is getting a health checkup so you know what's going on in your body. Your children should be checked every year once. Everybody should be checked. Bring a doctor into school for a week and have everybody get a physical, and then have children screened at the same time when they're going through this, you know, an hour for a physical exam, an hour for a mental exam. And then you kind of know what you've got for a profile. You know what you got to deal with. It's
sure,
you know, no less important to know how healthy your brain is than it is to know how healthy your body
well,
is.
Well, that's it. You know, around 11 or 12 years old, most schools will do a scoliosis check.
Yeah.
And especially with girls, because they're more susceptible to it than boys. And they want to make sure that spine is straight. If there's anything that doesn't look right, you send them off to a professional. And you could easily do that mm-hmm. with the mental health kind of thing, because I mean, these, you look at their diets, you look at the aluminum and the mercury that are in all the vaccinations they're getting. And the long bouts of antibiotics that they're taking, mm-hmm. all of these things have a detrimental effect on the brain. And I'm not sure exactly how you would screen somebody that's really, you know, bad off, but early depression.
Yeah, professional. Or,
yeah. And I just saw in a commercial this morning here in the Salt Lake City area where the, lieutenant governor. Thank you. Is now going into schools talking to kids about suicide. Mm-hmm. And he says that's one of the first questions these high school kids start asking him, what are you guys going to do about better education for suicide? Now, I don't know what it's like outside of Utah, but in Utah, it's an embarrassing statistic.
Embarrassing everywhere.
Yeah, and horrible. So all of these things, again,
food
come
related.
Back to the function of the brain.
It's all food-related. What are you feeding your brain?
Yes.
Yep, it's exactly what it is. When do people need to wake up for that? You feed the body a lot of crap, that crap and fat and whatever else, the bad fats. You need good fats in your brain. Jack will tell you that.
Precisely.
We need good fat. We need omega-3s, that sort of thing. That has to go into your brain to make it functioning. But the bad fats that come from those oils, the unsaturated, what do they call them, polyunsaturated
yes,
oils?
A lot of poly. Mostly it's the food that's delivered through the driver's side window of the car.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff you have got to be very careful of. But that's where kids go after school. They go to the nearest, you know, hamburger joint. I don't want to mention names, but they go there, and then that
McDonald's,
ends up being their afternoon snack.
Burger King, all of
yeah,
those
and,
places.
Yeah, and it's just going to get worse.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health, brought to you in part, we were talking about omega-3s, by the folks at Purity Products, who bring you this fabulous Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This is a product worth more than just a quick mention because of what it does to keep the blood flowing in your body, up to your brain, to your muscles, all around to your organs. We were talking about renal health earlier. This is the way to get it. This is the way to not necessarily force feed yourself, but every day it's a small capsule, has krill oil in it and omega-3 oil in it. The omega-3s for cardiovascular health, and the krill is for your joints to enhance the value of the liquid in your bursa so that you don't have creaky, broken down joints and bones and have to have knee replacements and hip replacements and all that other stuff. Good God. This is so simple. It makes so much sense. And the people at Purity know they want to spoon feed you by giving you the first bottle free. You got to be nuts not to take advantage of this. 750 milligrams of concentrated omega-3 fish oil and 500 milligrams of krill oil in every single capsule. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, yours now free at 800-355-1493. Yep, get a free bottle. And in the 7-day period, they give you a whole month's supply. But in the first week, you'll feel the difference, especially if you've got trouble with your joints. I feel it every single day. 800-355-1493. Fish oil is great for your IQ as well. The debate's over. It's not either, but both. Both fish oil and krill oil in krill omega 50 plus, 800-355-1493 right now for your free bottle.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is back with us again to focus on glyphosates. I don't ever pronounce this correctly, but now I'm doing it in a syllabic way, Jack. G-L-Y-P-H-O-S-A-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the stuff that Monsanto is the king of.
Yes.
They're spreading it nicely all around the nation and around the world because it is the main ingredient in Roundup and other pesticides as well. And we found out during my tests in your office a couple of weeks ago that I'm loaded with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't too pleased to find that out, but I'm glad, I guess, I found it out. So how is it that, let's explain to people what it is and why it's a poison and how people are dealing with this. And one of the things that Mary told me, by the way, Mary is Jack's wife. She and Jack responsible for the podcast that you'll find at ForbiddenDoctor.com, rarely informational. And that one of the things that was fascinating, most doctors won't even go to the extent that Mary and Jack do to find out what correlatives there are. But remember a couple of years ago, we talked about a lot on the air, you may or may not remember, I had very serious indication that Lyme disease was was prevalent in my body. So I was given an antibiotic, which Mary was horrified about, and then come to find out that it may be that I'm loaded with glyphosate or whatever it is instead of Lyme disease. So how does this connect?
Well, we go into this in great deal in podcast number 126 at Forbidden Doctor for an expansion of it. But the symptoms of glyphosate poisoning are almost identical to the symptoms of what are considered to be diagnosed Lyme's disease. Now, there are an abundant number of people in this country who have been diagnosed with Lyme's who have never had a tick bite and have never even been in the woods, never camped out, weren't Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, camper guides, or anything like that, never had any experience where you find ticks, yet they have diagnosis of Lyme's disease. And so we go into a great deal about that in the podcast, but the thing is, and there are European countries now that are starting to ban this stuff. The modern day approach to farming, to commercial farming, is to treat the plant. Mm-hmm. You as a farmer know darn well if you don't treat the soil, you have a losing battle.
Yep.
And that's where real farming is. As a true farmer treats the soil takes care of the plant. Modern day farming takes care of the plant. So most of our topsoils in this country have narrowed down to just a couple of inches where they used to be feet 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, the only way they can get a plant to come out of the ground looking like a green pepper, looking like a red tomato, looking like yellow corn, is that they have to spray all this material to keep the weeds at bay, to keep the insects at bay, which were never a problem that much 100 years ago. But now, these foods are so inundated with these chemicals. But, you know, Monsanto says, oh, as soon as the glyphosate hits the ground, it oxidizes, decomposes, and it's not a problem at all. But that's not turning out to be the case. And so it's a very hot topic, but, you know, just there is so much money that comes out of the fertilizer business into Congress that it's very difficult to get Congress in this country to act on it.
As a farmer, I'm going to give you something else to think about that makes this will blow your mind even more. And I think it's one of those unintended consequences.
Yes.
What we found, I'm at a hemp conference in Wisconsin. And one of the things we found out in one of the breakout sessions yesterday, the discussion, because the people here are death on Monsanto and this kind of stuff. One of the studies was about what happens with Roundup and the other things. The glyphosate, kills the weeds, but the seeds don't die. So when the weeds are dead, the seeds go back into the ground and it multiplies. It's almost like it's on purpose so that you would use more Roundup to kill more weeds. But the insidious part of this is
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they kill the weeds, but not the seeds. So the seeds go back into the earth, and they come back twice as strong. So now you're going to use twice as much Roundup to get rid of the rest of the weeds. It's like it just goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah,
so it never really kills the seed. It just kills the weed.
Yeah, it's like the medical model of treating the symptom, but never really going to the cause of the disease.
Yeah. exactly. Enhance your immune system. Use balanceofnature.com, the code DJV, to increase your immune system by 700%. Jack understands that you should too. Check it out, balanceofnature.com, promo code DJV.